All right, Marty Lurie here, KNBR 680 with Tyler Beatty, number one pick of the Giants a couple of years ago out of Vanderbilt here in Scottsdale. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
Very good, very good. How's the rap career going?
Steadily progressing. I released a song recently called Top of the World, but other than that, the focus has shifted to baseball full-time now.
Well, I didn't see you at the Grammys.
that's a goal for the future. Me and Derek Law have been scheming to get to the Grammys at some point, maybe put on a little performance, but that's down the road for sure.
All right. Well, I know the fans are anxious to hear about you, how you're doing. Let's talk a little bit about last year at Richmond. And the kind of season you had. As I said, low earned run average, hits per nine are down, strikeouts per nine are up, walks per nine are down. So take me through that season a little bit, because certainly the second half of the season was really strong for you.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a quality year, and was able to be in Richmond the whole season. So just being comfortable with where I was at, comfortable with the coaching staff, with the team, the players I was around, it just allowed me to be in an environment to succeed and made it easy to succeed. And so just going out there and really simplifying things and, taking what I learned from 2015 and implementing it to 2016 helped me to gain some success and improve. And so I was happy with where I was at, and hopefully I can build on that for years to come.
Yeah, Tyler Beatty with us. He's got that nice compact delivery, but you had success. And I say, as you are having more success, it must feel pretty good.
Yeah, for sure. It's always great. It's always great to gain that confidence with going through a full season, especially finishing strong, knowing what you can do. And as I was going through the season, just adjusting to the mentality of being convicted in every pitch, knowing that I'm at a level where I can get these guys out and even give me confidence. It's going to that next level, whether it be AAA or even the big leagues, to know that my stuff can compete at that level. And I think when you have a year of consistency like that, it allows you to have more confidence going forward.
Yeah, and it's a tough league.
Yeah, the Eastern League certainly is tough. I mean, we play in a bigger ballpark, but other ballparks in that league are small, and it's certainly a hitter's league by what everyone else has said. So it's definitely good to, after 2015, having a little bit of ups and downs in the Eastern League, to go through the Eastern League and have some success gives you confidence.
Were you a flying squirrel? Is that it?
The flying squirrels. That's one of the more unique mascots in all professional baseball, and I was honored to be a flying squirrel.
Very good. Tyler Beatty with us. All right. We're in spring training, and you're knocking on the door, and everyone expects, you see David Price. We've talked about this, and the legacy of Vanderbilt, right. Sonny Gray and everyone else. So where's Tyler Beatty? So you're knocking on the door. So how do you feel about it?
I feel good. I know the Giants always have a plan, and for me to be able to trust that plan and see that it's worked in years past with obviously the guys that they have in the rotation now is something that gives me confidence, and know that they're still have a plan for me, and just for me to just be able to trust the process, not focus on the things that I can't control, but really just do my best to continue to get better every day, and whether that be in AAA or the big leagues, I'm going to go out there and compete, and I know that the opportunity will present itself soon, or at some point I'm going to be prepared for that opportunity when it comes.
Yeah, and the key is, when you get here, stay here.
Exactly.
That's the point. So no matter where you start, you want to get here and stay here.
That's exactly right. That's what I've heard from top to bottom.
Yeah,
and I think that's why they don't rush guys. And I think I could have been in a position last year to be rushed up there if they needed me, but obviously that didn't. And it just gives me an opportunity to develop at a slower pace so that when I get up there, like you said, I stay there for a long time.
Yeah. How was your winter?
It was great. Yeah, I was in Houston, Texas. So with my fiance, I got engaged, so we were in the warmer weather, so it was nice. Went home to Massachusetts for the holidays, and was able to take a vacation for a cruise that me and my fiance went on, and so it was nice just to get off my feet for a little bit, not pick up a ball, and then obviously stay in the weight room and get ready.
Yeah, where'd you go on the cruise?
We were to St. Thomas, St. John's, to the Dominican, and San Juan, Puerto Rico.
I know it well. I like cruises. I don't know. What do you think?
I love cruises. We went on our first one 2 years ago, and that was when I was trying to put on some weight. So when you have the all-inclusive cruise, you got all the food you can eat, and so it's phenomenal. Just to get some quality food, see some quality places, wake up in a different place every day. It's very unique and something that we've come to love.
Yeah, very good. So Tyler Beatty with us. What do you hope to accomplish this spring here? You're in your bullpens, and of course the games are starting now. What do you hope to accomplish here?
You know, my goals are pretty simple, just to go out there and have fun and compete. You know, I think when given the opportunity, I want to make sure I seize it and really do what I can on the mound and leave a good impression with these guys, because I know it's important. Yeah. I know I'm, you know, in a position where I may be competing for a spot, but at the same time, I know that I have AAA, which is probably a realistic opportunity for me. And so, you know, I want to just make sure I leave a good impression, but not too much, to put too much pressure on myself to go out there and be something that I'm not. And so for me, stay within, be myself, have fun and compete.
Yeah, the other part of spring is you want to show people what you can do, so that if it comes to some point in the season, they say, well, we need somebody. Boy, he looked good in the spring. Right. You know, we know what he can do. And I think that's a huge part of spring for young guys.
Absolutely right. You know, there's different perspectives for each of these guys. If they've been in the league for a while, they know that they just want to get their bodies in the right shape to get ready for a long season. And it's the same thing for younger guys. But I think, like you said, we want to leave a good impression to say, you know, this is a guy that can help contribute to our team in spring, and you know, hopefully I can go out there and do that.
Yeah, because the games here, of course, don't count. But you know, you go 3 or 4 solid innings. I remember when Chris Heston did it against the Dodgers on that Friday night down in Glendale, and he use that as a springboard to get his spot in the big leagues. And I think that's important. To get, if you're 3-4 innings, whatever it is, make it happen.
That's exactly right. Yeah, you can certainly go out there, gain a lot of confidence as a young guy facing these big league teams, knowing that you could see them later on down the road in the season. And so I think just as a pitcher, you just want to go out there and be yourself. And I think if you're convicted in your stuff, no matter who you're facing in the batter's box, you know, most of the time you can get them out. And so just learning from these guys as much as I can, and trying to soak up all the knowledge that's around here, and also go out there, have fun.
All right. Now you're here. Throwing hard, still fastball, slider. Who are you these days?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm a little bit of a mix of what I was in 2015 and last year. You know, I'm just a guy who's going to, not try to overpower guys, but locate. And, I've developed my curveball quite a bit. That's now become my out pitch and allowed me to strike out some more guys. But at the same time, I think the Giants value a lot a guy who can go deep into a ball game. So for me, I want to be efficient, get in there 3 pitches or less and get these guys out. And so, you know, I'm going to challenge guys and try to go deep into a ball game.
Sound like Greg Maddux.
If I could be a guy like Greg Maddux, I would be very thankful for that. But we'll see.
Well, curveball, that, you know, you don't see a lot of curveball pitchers in the big leagues.
Right, yeah. I mean, it's certainly a pitch that can get you a strikeout. A guy like Kershaw has a really good curveball. And so just from, going through different grips with the curveball, I've developed a good one that I'm confident with right now.
All right, very good. Glad to have you on. We'll follow you, of course, all spring. But I like the curveball idea. This is very good. Look, I think it's a great pitch. The key is to get a guy off balance, and a curveball sure does that.
That's exactly right. Messing with a batter's timing is the key to success, and if you can do it, that's what makes a good pitcher good.
All right. How's your dad?
Dad is great. He's probably going to be listening into this. Well, he's in the cold climates of Massachusetts. It's snowing there. He's shoveling, but he will be out here enjoying the spring training weather and enjoying some Giants baseball soon.
All right. Tyler, thanks so much.
Thank you, Marty. Appreciate it.
Right. More coming up. KNBR 680, the sports leader.